I'm George Takei. Here is the story of the first global drug wars. Chapter 4 of First Contacts, Bitter Strength. The first English ship came to China in 1626, and the English became addicted to Chinese tea. By 1785, the English East India Company paid China 35 million pounds sterling per year for it. Most of Britain, America, and some other European countries love their tea. But rather than pay cash, they wanted to trade with China. But China didn't need any goods. It was growing increasingly wealthy from tea sales. So Britain began selling Indian opium to China. And the British used their profits to buy tea. The opium trade was not legal in either country, and China fought back. Thus began the Opium Wars.
The Chinese government was weak. First, the Opium Wars. So much fighting in China. The Taiping Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion. It was a terrible, terrible time.
By the 1830s, opium accounted for fully two-thirds of the value of all British imports into China. It was really becoming the chief trade item exchanged for tea. This spawns a series of battles in which the British and then the Americans join in, are defending the right to open trade, quote-unquote open trade, in the name of the drug traffic, as a wedge to further open up access to the markets within China, as well as the goods that they want from China.
They had to give extraterritorial rights to Britain and later Germany, Russia, U.S., Japan, other countries also that set up treaties where they could trade with more than just the few ports that were open for trade in the middle 1800s. There was economic instability, and on top of that, the natural disasters that constantly were always there. All these combinations, I think, led to poverty conditions.
What we tend not to know about is the history of what's now called the coolie trade. British and American ships in particular would be packing hundreds, thousands of South Asians as well as Chinese into those very same ships that were used to traffic enslaved Africans.
Some of us were drugged and taken to the ships. Some of us were taken in broad daylight and lost our freedom in a roll of the dice. We did not go willingly with these men. They made us sign papers and threw us like cargo into crowded, stinking ships. They call us coolie. We cried to lose our families, our homes.
Coolie, the two characters, mean bitter strength. The coolie trade also included Asian Indians as well as Chinese. And so coolie is really a Tamil term, an Indian term. And for Chinese, they took that Indian term and made it into a compound term, bitter strength. Men were either recruited or coerced into becoming contract laborers or coolie labor and then sent to Peru mainly and to Cuba and to the West Indies to work on the plantations under very harsh conditions.
From 1838 to 1870, there were over 500,000 Chinese and South Asian men who were shipped in this coolie trade.
Many of us died before we could work off the 8 years on the contract. But some of us lived, and we stayed and raised families in South America and the Caribbean. Some escaped from the ships and settled in New York, New Orleans. In any American port, we were there.
Even though the government may have been officially saying the coolie trade was evil and kind of began to officially ban it in the mid-19th century, merchants were still heavily involved in trafficking of human bodies as well as drugs.
We came from China, India. 3 generations from now, our descendants will be proud to say we, coolie workers, helped to build America.
If different parts of Asia are seen as shifting perils, then we're never going to be able to get beyond a historical cycle in which the American self is always defined as new and progressive, and these foreigners are somehow defined as dangerous, potential spies, or perpetual foreigners, others who can never be part of the American dream or the American vision of we the people.
In just a few years, our cousins will come by choice. They will earn money to send home to their families. They will follow the dream of Gold Mountain, Gamsan. They will work the mines and railroads just as we sailed the seas. We coolie workers. We workers with bitter strength.
You heard Bitter Strength by Sarah Caswell Colbert, featuring Professor Jack Chen of New York University's Asian Pacific American Studies Institute. You also heard Judy Young, Professor Emeritus of American Studies at the University of California, Santa Cruz.